KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by LGZ for all of your home improvement or outbuilding needs. In high school sports, the preseason boys high school soccer rankings have come out. In Class 1A, Iowa City Regina is the top-rated team with Beckman Catholic number 2, Clear Lake 3. West Liberty and MOC Floyd Valley are tied for 4th. Mid Prairie is rated 6th, while Riverside is in at number 7. Columbus Community, Danville, and Gladbrook Rhinebeck round out the top 10. The rest of the top 16 is Albee at number 11. Postville and St. Albert are tied at number 12. Solon, West Central Valley, and West Sioux are the top 16. In Class 2A, Norwalk is ranked number 1 with Cedar Rapids, Xavier, Perry, Waverly, Shell Rock, and Pella the top 5. Central Clinton, Clear Creek, and Mana are 6 and 7. Glenwood is in at number 8. Bishop Heland Catholic is 9 and Spencer is 10. The rest of the top 16 includes Dallas Center Grimes, Davenport Assumption, ADM, Dubuque Wallert, Webster City, and Marion. Class 3A, it's Iowa City West on top with Johnston, Linmar, Iowa City High, and Cedar Rapids Kennedy the top 5. West Des Moines Valley, Ankeny Centennial, Cedar Rapids Washington, Bettendorf, and Pleasant Valley round out the top 10, followed by Sioux City West, Dubuque Hempstead, Ames, Waukee, Dowling Catholic, and Cedar Rapids Prairie. Iowa State head basketball coach Fred Hoiberg announced Saturday that junior college forward Darian Williams has been granted a release from his national letter of intent with Iowa State and won't be a part of the men's basketball program. Hoiberg said that Darian informed me recently that he felt it was in his best interest to attend another school, so we've granted him the release. Williams, a 6'8 forward from San Francisco, California, played the 2013-14 season at Iowa Western Community College before attending City College of San Francisco this year while recovering from shoulder surgery. Williams averaged 16.1 points, 6.7 rebounds in the 2013-14 season for the Reavers. Iowa State has 4 scholarships available for the 2015-16 season. Iowa State football coach Paul Rhodes likes the program, likes the progress of the offense heading into the final week of spring drills. The Cyclones had a scrimmage on Saturday, and they'll close out their spring with an intra-squad game this coming weekend.
I'd still like to see us continue to improve the run game with 4 practices to go. Tuesday and Thursday will be critical practices for us.
Rhodes says he's been very impressed with the attitude of the squad this spring.
We've made comments several times as a staff that this group likes to practice. Everybody likes to play. This group likes to practice too. And when you bring that kind of energy to the practice field, you're generally going to improve.
And because of that, he feels the Cyclones are developing some pretty good chemistry.
And I think we're developing a nice closeness about this team. I challenged them after practice to take it to an even higher level. And that's time together in the dining hall, in the locker room, in the meeting rooms, and they seem to be responding to everything we're asking of them.
And again, they'll close out their spring drills this Saturday with an intra-squad game in Ames. Well, St. Louis Cardinals have earned the first victory of the Major League season by silencing the new-look Chicago Cubs. Adam Wainwright scattered 5 hits over 6 scoreless innings as the Redbirds earned a 3-0 victory at Wrigley Field last night in a game heard here on KJN. The Cards roughed up John Lester in his Cubs debut, reaching him for 3 runs and 8 hits in just 4 1/3 innings. Matt Holliday sandwiched a pair of RBI singles around Matt Carpenter's run-scoring single while the Cardinals built a 3-0 lead by the 5th inning. Jason Hayward was 3-for-5 with a run scored in his first game as a Cardinal. The Cubs were 0-for-13 with runners in scoring position and failed to get a hit off of the St. Louis bullpen. The season will begin in earnest today. There are 14 opening day games on the Major League Baseball schedule for today. Well, San Diego Padres have made one more splashy trade as they completed an offseason of roster upheaval. The Padres have acquired All-Star closer Craig Kimbrell and outfielder Melvin Upton from the Atlanta Braves for Carlos Quentin and Cameron Maben, 2 minor leaguers and a draft pick. Kimbrell led the National League for the 2nd straight year with 47 saves in 2014 after saving 50 games in 2013. Upton is the younger brother of Justin Upton, who was obtained by San Diego as part of the team's dramatic makeover in December. The Iowa Hawkeye baseball team is 6-0 in the Big Ten for the first time. The Hawkeyes had 9 hits and used a strong outing from starting pitcher Calvin Matthews to complete a 3-game sweep of Purdue on the road with a 4-1 victory.
We did exactly what we needed to do if we're going to stay and make a run in the race, and it was a great Sunday win. One of those games that early on felt like we weren't going to have much luck.
That's Iowa coach Rick Heller, who says the Hawkeyes won despite struggling to string hits together.
6 of the first 7 hitters hit line drives or balls right on the nose and had nothing to show for it. And, if you look at the scoreboard, we didn't have that many hits. I think we had 9 hits on the day, but it was a much better day than that, I thought, with our approach, and we just didn't get the results early. But the guy stuck with it, scratched some runs here, scratched some runs there, and it was a nice win.
Well, the Hawkeyes, who are nationally ranked in the top 25 for the first time in most folks' memory, return to action Wednesday night at home against Wisconsin-Milwaukee. In golf, J.B. Holmes has earned his 4th PGA win by taking the Houston Open with the best final round of his career. He closed with an 8-under-64 before outlasting third-round leader Jordan Spieth and Johnson Wagner in a playoff. Holmes was 16-under before winning it with a par putt on the second extra hole before Wagner's par putt lipped out. Holmes opened his final round with 5 straight birdies and 9 in his first 12 holes. Well, Tuesday's NCAA Women's Basketball Championship game will be a rematch of last year's, with Connecticut taking on Notre Dame. The Huskies remain on target for their 3rd consecutive championship after Brianna Stewart scored 25 points and Morgan Tuck added 24 to lead an 81-58 rout over Maryland. The Terrapins trailed by 6 until Tuck scored the last 5 points of the first half. UConn led by double digits the rest of the way. In the first game, the Irish went more than 7 minutes without a point before Madison Cable hit her only basket of the game to lift Notre Dame past South Carolina 66-65. The Irish saw a 12-point lead become a 1-point deficit during that scoring drought before Cable's bucket in the final minute. All-American Jewel Lloyd scored a team-high 22 points to lead Notre Dame. Kentucky guard Andrew Harrison has apologized for directing an obscenity and a racial slur at Wisconsin's Frank Kaminsky during a post-game news conference at the Final Four. The comments came following the 71-64 loss Saturday night to the Badgers. Harrison said the two of them had a good conversation, and he wished Kaminsky good luck in Monday's championship game against Duke. And Wisconsin's win over previously undefeated Kentucky drew the highest preliminary television rating for an NCAA semifinal in 22 years. Turner Sports and CBS say the game averaged a 13.3 overnight rating and a 24 share across TBS, TNT, and True TV. That's up 48% from last season's matchup of the same two teams. It was the best rating for a semifinal since a 13.8 and 24 in 1993 when Michigan's Fab Five sophomores edged the Wildcats in overtime. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648 or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.